thank you this morning, God, just for your faithfulness, just for how good you've been, oh God, your grace and your mercy, oh God, and just how you just taken us through every storm of life, oh God, just your greatness, oh God, that you just kept us and is constantly assuring us that you are our God, you are our King, you are our Lord, you are our provider, you are our keeper, oh God. And we just thank you for elevation today, God. And we know that the more we grow into you, oh God, the greater the trial becomes, oh God. And God, you said that no good things would you withhold from us because you love us just that much. Thank you for being one of your children, oh God. Thank you for being in this family, oh God. Thank you right now, oh God. We pray right now, God, that you would just take full control of my mind, my voice, oh God. Just take control of it right now, God, my heart right now. You know where I stand right there with that, oh God. So have your way right now, God, in the word. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Okay, but I want to talk to you briefly, hopefully, and we talked about, we've been talking about trust and out of the scriptures, out of Proverbs, the third chapter of Proverbs, and verse 5 and 6, verse 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. I know it's in, give me a minute, because I know we got these, we have our voice Bibles, and I have a couple of versions, let me get that right quick. Proverbs, and I thank God, y'all, because, man, y'all know I used to wear glasses, right? Y'all hear what I said? I used to wear glasses, I don't wear glasses no more, I don't need contact lenses. I got my glasses in here for just to magnify the pages, but it's, my eyesight is getting even better. Who said God can't hear your eyes? You know what I'm saying? Y'all know I used to wear glasses all the time, you know, since I've been going to this, praise God, lady, this woman that's, she's a child of God, she's a believer, and she promised me, she said, well, with the help of God and me, she put God first. With the help of God and me, I'm going to give you 20/20 vision. That's what she told me. And my vision has become 20/20, you know. So Proverbs, I feel good. I don't have to wear glasses, y'all. You don't even know. Even thought about putting some contact lenses in my eyes to change the color of my eyes a little bit. I did that one time. My eyes burnt so bad it didn't make sense. I tried. Proverbs, that's out of the voice Bible, which you come out, is Proverbs 7:38. It's Proverbs 3 and 5. All right, verse 5. Y'all know this Bible is real little. The print on here is real little. Verse 5, it says, place your trust in the eternal. Rely on him completely. Never depend upon your own ideas and invitations. Verse 6 says, give him the credit for everything you accomplish, and he will smooth out and straighten the rough road that lies ahead. Y'all hear that? He will smooth out and straighten the rough roads that's ahead. Okay? This is our theme verse right here. That's our key verse right there. So I want to talk to you today about God of my salvation. But we're going to talk about trust. My scripture is going to be coming out of Isaiah the 12th chapter. Verse 2. It's only one verse, and that's on page 805 in the Voice Bible. Not sure as far as the King James Version, but I do have another King James Version, but I'm going to be reading to you out of the King James Version. And it says here, it says in verse 2, it says out of King James, it says, behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord God Jehovah, the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. So he's also became my salvation. And my scripture text is for is today is God is my salvation, God, the God of my salvation. That's what I want to talk about. But a subtopic God put into me, I was while we were sitting here, this was like God just spoke to me and he said, just let the folks know, hold on and don't let go. And I listened to your testimonies, everybody's testimony. It was like, oh man, you know what? God is just confirming his word, you know, and sometimes you just need to hear that, you know. And from the first testimony that went forth, it was just like, and right on down to the end, to the last person that testified this afternoon, this morning, it just let me know that this is what God wants us to do. He wants us to get to the place to learn how to hold on and to trust in him to the point. Now, I want to just take and just give you just a little background on what was happening in this in during this time. You know, just a little history. Okay, what was going on in this time was that there was the people Judah was going through some time. It's like sort of like what happened with Israel during the time of Pharaoh. They was in captivity and going on like that. And so what was happening with here, the people of God was going through some troubled times with the different tribes, different cities. They were fighting them. They came against them. And God was not pleased with what was going on. And plus the fact was that the Christian people was having problems. They wasn't trusting God. They was only trusting themselves. So if you go back to verse chapter 11 and read back in chapter 11, you'll see a little bit what God said. He will always be with us no matter what. And he promised that, just like he did with the time with the children of Israel when they went in the wilderness for 40 days. 40 days, man, they were going around. There was a 4-day journey, and it took them 40 days to go around that wall, go around that mountain, go around to the promised land, 40 years to go during the time when they left Egypt. You know, and it shouldn't be. And I mean, you get to the place where we praise God, but we'll praise God, we'll give God glory, we'll lift him up when things are going well all the time. And we're good for that. I used to be good for it too. I did. I was. As long as things was going good, man, I was hyped. Go to church on Sunday, praising God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name. You know, I was excited because things was going good. My kids was doing well in school. My wife was doing good, you know, and we had money in the bank. You know what I'm saying? We had a couple of cars. The kids had cars. You know, we were living in a real tight townhouse, but things was good. We were happy. God, we pray all the crime out of our neighborhood so my kids could go outside and play in the cul-de-sac and we didn't have to worry about looking out the window and worrying about whether they got shot. We prayed too. Things was great. But how many of you know when everything starts twiddling down, then that's when you start, your trust in God begin to start changing. You know, you start feeling a little bit of despondent. Listen to this. Trust. Everybody spoke so far on trust, they said the same thing. Trust is a firm belief in the reliability, true abilities or strength of someone else or something. That's what trust is. That's it. That's the definition of trust. So I can believe in it. You believe in me. I believe in you. We trust one another as long as things is going well. But if something happens, then we tend to alter our trust in one another. You know, if you don't come through when you say you're going to come through, I just don't believe in you as much. You know, if you told me that you was going to do this and then you went back on your word, then my trust in you start changing, you know. But how many of you know today that God, every word that God has ever spoken to us, he's never gone back on his word. He's never gone back on his word. I've come to realize that even through the years of my life, that, you know, when I first came to Virginia and didn't even know Christ, didn't know nothing about Christ, and we moved over there on Ann Street, on 1414 Ann Street in 1975, and and we went to the Way of Truth Church of God in Christ. And then, and somewhere down the line, God turned around and spoke to me and said, this is where I need to be. He touched my heart, changed the way I saw things. My life changed during that time. That was in 1975. And here it is, 2020-something, 21. So I don't know how many years that is right offhand, but it's been a long time, 40-some years. 40-some years I've been in Christ, you know? Yeah. But in those 40-some years, through the time of not knowing and understanding, reading the scriptures, going to God, Lord Jesus, show me what I need to know. Teach me your ways, how to understand what trusting you. I didn't know how to. You know, just like many of you right now, you don't know. You didn't know how to trust God. And some of you still don't know how to trust God. Because if things get tough, you go back to your old ways. We do. I don't want you to raise your hand, but just think about it. How many times that we don't fail back? What do you mean, Pastor, fail back? Well, I went back. I went back on the promises I made God. As God told me, I promised God, God, if you save me, God, if you just do this for me, I will serve you till I die. Hello, somebody. We done said that on numerous. I'm guilty of it. I was guilty of it for the first 5 years of my salvation. God, if you bless me with this, if you do this, God, if you do this, and you know, I didn't know no better. I just heard other people saying it. So I thought that's what we're supposed to say. You know, we're fleecing God. That's what the word was, fleece. God, if you do this for me, I'll do that. God, if you open up this door, God, you know what? I'll run like a rabbit. You know, God, if you just move in this direction. You know how we do. We done rolled past that Cadillac and we wanted that car. God, and we went past Carla. God, if you just give me that car right there, guess what, God? I'm going to sing in the choir. I'll play the keyboard like never before. I'm going to beat them drums. I'll be a part of the usher team. I will be whatever you want me to be. Y'all, you know what I'm saying? We used to fleece God. But that's not trusting him. You know, that's not trusting him. God has never... Man, I had all these years, and I thought about it while I was doing this. I was thinking, I said, you know, God never failed me. He's never failed me. I ought to be ashamed of myself. I ought to put myself over his lap and beat my own self because he's never failed me. He never failed me. You know? That's the thing. But yet and still, why don't I trust him if he's never failed me? You know, and he's the God of my salvation. Why don't I trust him as though he is the God of my salvation? Man, I want you to hold on and don't let go. Now, listen, here's the thing, trust. And then I went down, I had to, you know, this is just trust. This is trust about from as far as being in a now function, you know, just a belief, just a regular thing. Now, here it is. It's a biblical definition also. And that is God who does care. Even when it feels like he doesn't. So even when you don't even feel like he don't care, he still cares for you. Hallelujah. Trusting in God means that whatever we suffer in the end can be used for our dash, all of our dash. Ultimate good, dash. What was the dash? I thought about the dash. The dash was that, you know, so all can be used for God's glory. God will get the glory out of it. And that's the whole thing, what we're doing. What we do for ourselves is all for God to get the glory. We speak to people. We go out and we show people that God is, that the Lord God is our God. You know, and one of the things that I see that amazed me so in the scriptures is that when Jesus did things for people, or the disciples, or the apostles, they laid hands, they raised dead, opened blind eyes, and he always said, don't tell nobody. Only a few times that he said, tell people. He said, don't tell nobody. You know why he told you that? Because he knew if he said, don't tell nobody, because of our mentality, we're going to go and tell everybody. You know? Maybe that's what we need to tell folks at church today. Hey, look, Listen, God just healed your body. God just moved. He just delivered you. Don't tell nobody about it. And we're going to fill up the church because we weren't supposed to tell nobody. We just, our mouths will go a mile a minute. Let me stop. But we have to be the place, we have to be in the place realizing that God cares for us just that much. And the Bible says that he will not put no more on us than we can bear. Can you trust me? Can you trust me? Can you trust him? If he says that in the word, and we know all these scriptures, you know, I used to believe this way. Well, God take one step. Oh, man, if we take one step, God's going to take two. Man, I took a whole bunch of steps. And a lot of times, God didn't move right then and there. So my faith got weak. So I didn't trust him as much. You know, I'm saying, well, you know how you used to be, you hear people in church testifying their, you know, testimony. Oh, yeah, well, you know what? I woke up that morning, and God needed money to pay my rent. And God woke up the next morning, and the angel of the Lord put my rent money on my dresser. He never did that for me. I told Donna many times, I said, Donna, what are we doing wrong? What are we doing wrong that we go to church, we work, we serve church. We were so faithful in everything that we did, yet and still there was a point of suffering that was taking place in our life that we didn't understand. But you know what it did? For us, it helped us to trust God even more. And then when God began to start moving, like we had bills, get a bill come in, and then God turned that bill into zero. Wow-wee. What? Did you see that? God just took $4,000 and sent it back, say zero, in a month's time. Who wouldn't want to serve a God like that?
Amen.
Now, can you trust me now? Can you trust me now? Did it take all of that? And then God spoke to Peter. I mean, yeah, no, not Peter, Thomas. He spoke to Thomas. He said, look, Thomas, you know what? Let me tell you something. He said, these people didn't even see. They believe me. I got to come to you, show you these prints. I got to show you these scars. I got to show you all this before you can believe that I am. And some of us the same way. But yet and still, he is the God of our salvation. We got to continue to hold on. And we can't let go. No matter what happens in our life, we got to keep holding on. You know, we was at a funeral yesterday. It was awesome. Pastor, oh my God, this pastor, he tore it up. He tore it up. He had my leg was out of control. I couldn't even, I'm just tapping my leg. I couldn't even control it. It was like the spirit was just in my leg. David, he was just in my leg. I'm holding the camera recording and I'm just shaking. But you know, this fellow that passed away, he was only 63 years old, 2 years younger than me. And I thought about it. Oh, they gave him a good, they let him go. They sent him away real good. They spoke mighty wonderful things about this fellow, you know, and all the work that he did, you know, and God's going to welcome him in the kingdom, you know. And I got to thinking, I said, wow, Lord, I said, you know what? You spared my life once again. And here it is. Sometime I'm there. There was times I wasn't there. Sometimes I wasn't. Sometimes, you know, like sometimes you're up and sometimes you're down. And sometimes you just level with the ground, you know. I said, God, I don't want to be down no more. I don't want to be just level to the ground. I want to be up, you know, and I don't care what I go through in my life. I just want to be where you are, you know. I don't want just the song just to have me up all the time because it's my favorite song. I got a bunch of favorite songs, but I want to be up because I know that you are the God, the Lord of my salvation. And no matter what kind of hell and high water I go through, that I'm going to continue to hold on and I ain't going to let go. I don't care how tough it gets. I'm going to hold on because God has a chain that just don't break. He's the link that's going to always, always be firm. Yeah, he's my firm foundation. I done built my house on a solid rock, and that's Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm almost done. All right, that was trust. And then salvation is the preservation or deliverance from harm, ruin, or loss. That's the definition from out of the dictionary. That's the definition. So it's the preservation, preserved, or delivered, set free from harm, ruin, or loss. So, and I thought about that. What came to my mind, and I thought about Job, man. I said, wow, Job, man, that guy was like, he went through so much stuff. Everything he had was wiped away in a moment. What would my reaction be if one day I woke up and everything that I had was gone? The closest thing, my children right now, that's other than God, my kids, they were good. I woke up and somebody said, Jesse, you just lost everything. Neat, Jesse, Rebecca, Katrina, the grandbabies, everybody, mama, everybody gone. What would be my reaction? Would I still have the ability to hold on to God? Will I still confess that you are the Lord of my salvation? You are the great I am. You are who you said you are, no matter what. Would I do that? Now, listen, folks, I know many times we don't even go through all of that, and we fall back. We fall back. I'm not trying to pick on nobody or anything like that because, man, I trust and believe all the stuff I've gone through in my life. You best believe I'm so thankful that God still had mercy on me and allowed me to be here. Like Brother John B. Me and we be talking about, I am grateful to God that he still allowed me to be here. You know what I'm saying? Because I technically, according to the law of the land, I am not supposed to be here. I'm not. But because of God's grace and his mercy, I'm supposed to be right where I'm at right now because he chose me. Out of all the people that he could have used, he chose me. Yes, might have lost my wife, but that's all right. She lost her life here on this earth, but she gained the eternal reward to be back up in glory. I'm still trying to get there. You feel what I'm saying? So he preserved us in the natural. He delivered us from hurt, harm, and danger. We be praying, ah, God, I pray. I really believe that when I pray that. When I pray that prayer, Lord, I deploy my angels to go out and prepare the way for my family. I might have to call y'all names out sometime by my church family, you know, for my mama, for my relatives, for people that I don't even know. I send out these angels to go preserve so no harm. Now, here's the other one. The other definition is, come the theological way, the theologian, is a deliverance from sin, which we already know, and its consequences. Believed by Christians to be brought about by faith in Christ. Being brought about by faith in Christ. So here it is. We have to come to the place where, I know we don't say this really a whole lot no more. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent. Sometimes we have to ask God to forgive us. Sometimes we do, you know. I mean, I do it. I find myself every day asking God to forgive me because I don't know what I've done all the time. Sometimes I slip. Sometimes I made a mistake. Sometimes I said something I shouldn't have said. Sometimes I might have hurt somebody's feelings. Sometimes I might have thought wrong. Somewhere down the line, something was not like the bracelet that I might wear on my arm and say, what would Jesus do in this situation? You know, there was a situation that occurred over the weekend, and I kind of like, I had a little ill feeling about this situation, you know, but I had to turn around and say, Lord, you know, forgive me for having a little ill situation about this situation. You understand what I'm saying? Now, we don't have to confess to one another everything that we do, but we have to confess to the God of our salvation, you know, and for him to come in and revive us sometime. You know, you want to get excited about what God has done in your life. You want a newness of life. You have to come to God. You have to come to the throne of God and know that God, no matter what, you have to say, ah, God, I trust you. I trust you with my life. I trust you with my money. I trust you with my children. I trust you with everything I have. I trust you with my job. I trust you with everything. This means nothing. It means nothing. Only thing that means anything is you. It's your kingdom. It's you being in my life. Because that's what's going to bring me to where I need to be. That's what's going to grow me up to where I need to be. Hallelujah. So, and my last scripture is Ephesians 2:8-9 and 2 Corinthians 5:21. You can read them if you want to, but it's just talking about the grace of God. By grace, you have been saved through faith and not yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. And 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, For he made himself not known to sin to be sin for us, and we might become the righteousness of God in him. And that's it right there. You know, that's where God wants us to be. We have to just let it go. We have to just let it go. Hold on. And don't let go of his hand. But let go of everything else. And watch what God do. Watch the change that come in your life. Watch what happens, you know. God will bring you the peace you need. God will bring you. If you don't get paid, it's fine. Because you know why? Because God's promised that he will take care of you. If he fed thousands of people with some fish and some bread, and then they went and grabbed the fragments, got the leftovers for later, how you going to do that? That alone right there causes me just to trust them with all my heart. That alone. When I read that scripture, man, I said, out of all the scriptures I read about that particular passage when Jesus was talking and teaching them, he said, now the people are hungry. But I understand there's a kid out there that's got some food. And the disciples, they like, hey, well, Jesus, that boy ain't got nothing but just some fish, a couple of fish and some bread, a couple of fish and some loaves of bread. You see how many people out here? We know that the Bible states that it was 5,000 people. Men, 5,000 men. Miss Jackie won't count it. Hallelujah. Lyric wasn't counted. D, you won't count it. Linda, you wasn't counting. All you women, y'all wasn't counted at that point. You know what I'm saying? They were just talking about the guys. Yeah, they were talking about the guy. They didn't talk about no children, even a little boy. There's a little boy out there with a lunch basket. Go get his lunch basket and feed everybody. Wait a minute. People are hungry. Go get the basket and feed everybody. They standing breaking. One got the basket with the bread. One got the bread. They passing out, just passing out. The basket never went empty. The fish never got empty. Everybody ate. Oh man, Lord Jesus, this was really good. I don't know. This fish tasted like catfish. It tasted like tilapia. A couple of fish tasted like cheeseburgers. But I don't know what it was. But it was good. Everybody was good. Everybody was eating. And that's what God will do. God is feeding us all, but we have to come to the place where God wants us to be. Acceptance, you know? Stop bucking against what God wants you to do. Stop just saying, I can't, and just start saying, I can. Like the Bible said, Philippians 4:12, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. I can. That's what you got to stop saying. I can't. You tired of being sad? Stop saying I can. You tired of that job you got? Stop saying I got a new one. You tired of? I'm tired of walking already. I ain't even walking. But you know what I'm saying? We used to say naming and claiming. We don't do that no more. Maybe we should start doing it again. Naming and claiming. You want what God has for you? I want everything that God has for me. I want everything that God has for me. God has a mansion which made laid up for me. The pastor said that God took this man when he got to the point where he could function. He said he took this man, took this brother, he took him just for a moment and took him to glory so he could pick out his room out of the house that God has. He has a house And in that house are many mansions. He said like that. He said, now, brother, you go ahead and pick your mansion out. And he brought him back to this, back to the hospital. And then he, after a few many days out there, he passed away. And guess what? He went to his house. You know, but I want what God has for me here on this earth. We are supposed to be happy, folks. We're supposed to be happy. We're supposed to enjoy our life. I am happy about what God is doing. I am happy. I am happy. I'm not broke. I'm not broke. I'm not busted and disgusted and all this other stuff that we, oh, yeah, I'm broke. No, I'm not. No, I'm not, because his word says I'm not supposed to be, because he's the God of my salvation. I accepted him. He called me in, and I came willingly. Even if he didn't force me, I came willingly. Thank you, Jesus. So get on board, folks. Get on board. I heard a song this morning on TV said, God got a blessing with my name on it. That's so pumping. You know what I'm saying? God got a blessing with my name on it. And they say, yeah, God got a blessing with my name on it. Your blessing is on the way. Yep, yep, yep. Your blessing is on the way. Man, folks, listen to me. Listen to me. You better get happy about what God is doing. Trust God with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, because when all you lean to your own understanding, guess what? You have nothing. You have nothing. Well, no, wrong. Because you know what? Let me say that. Let me retract, because that's not true. Because the Bible says that he reigns on the unjust. He reigns on the unjust. And we get mad because executive CEO, business owner, oil man, got all this other stuff, and he ain't saved. Why you ain't got it? When Father said, this is supposed to be yours. I'm getting my house. I'm getting my new vehicle. I'm getting everything that God has for me. I am going to be happy from this day forth. Mark it on your calendar. What's the day's date? The 20-something of the month. I was happy yesterday, so it didn't matter. And I'm happy today. I woke up with joy all in my soul. Joy. The joy of the Lord is my strength. And I thank God. God bless you. Woo, Father. Now we're going to prepare ourselves, but I want to just pray this prayer. And then we get ready for communion. Father, we just thank you right now for all things in your name, God. We just thank you for the word that came forth, oh God. And I pray right now, Lord Jesus, that you would just touch the mind and heart of the people, oh God, and that we receive your word, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And whatsoever we need is, oh God, you will provide for us, oh God. And we thank you, oh God, because throughout the word there's all so many things that you promised that you would do for us as being your children, oh God. So here we are. We're excited about what we're doing, what you're doing, oh God. And we just accept everything that you have for us, oh God. And God, so here we are. Here we are. And I'm going to ask you right now, oh God, to forgive us right now, oh God, for any sins that we committed, oh God. And God, so that we will prepare our hearts, oh God, to receive your sacrament. And Father, just asking you right now, God, that if anybody needs deliverance and being set free, oh God, I pray that you would just touch them right now, God. I pray that if they need salvation today, God, that you would just bring them into your home kingdom, oh God. Just bring them into your kingdom. And they would say, Lord, here I am. Accept me right now as I am, oh God, and forgive me for all of my sins, because I was a sinner. And now I'm no longer a sinner, but I'm washed by your blood. And I thank you right now, oh God, for that prayer. That we might call it a sinner's prayer, but it is a prayer of salvation. We just thank you now, oh God, for giving us salvation. And, oh God, I pray right now, oh God, that we be strengthened, and we be strengthened by your word. And if all days of word go forth, oh God, that you take control in the name of Jesus. So have your way, Lord God. Have your way with us right now in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we just thank you right now. In Jesus' name, all God's people say amen.
Amen.